आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 41 अप्रैल 19th 2007।
वेलकम टू आवाज अनजाने, योर फेवरेट हिंदी म्यूजिक पॉडकास्ट वेयर यू लिसन टू सम वंडरफुल टैलेंट्स फ्रॉम ऑल अराउंड द वर्ल्ड। आई एम पिया
एंड आई एम देव, योर होस्ट्स फॉर दिस शो। ऑफ ऑल द सॉन्ग सबमिशंस वी गेट, यू नो वी गेट अ लॉट ऑफ किशोर कुमार सॉन्ग्स।
सुलग सुलग जाए मन, तेरे मेरे मिलन की ये रहना, ओ तेरे मेरे मिलन की ये रहना।
ये क्या हुआ, कैसे हुआ, कब हुआ, अब क्या सुनाए। ये
ओ हंसनी मेरी हंसनी, कहाँ उड़ चली मेरे अरमानों के पंख लगा के, कहाँ उड़ चली।
There are so many Kishore Kumar fans.
Absolutely. And in today's episode, we have another Kishore Kumar fan.
Used to be called Kishore Kumar during my REC days, and had got a popular Kishore Kumar award for the second, third and fourth year.
Now, this is a global podcast. So if Vidyu in the last episode was from Virginia in the USA, today we have Anil from Muscat in the Sultanate of Oman.
Muscat?
Yes, right there in the Gulf. Well, Anil is a metallurgical engineer. He studied engineering in India and he's now working in Muscat, and he's also trying to maintain his passion for music as well. Today, however, he's not singing a Kishore Kumar song. No, he's a great fan of Kishore Kumar. Instead, he's sharing with Awaaz Anjaane listeners some original songs from his upcoming album.
तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह, हर जगह, हर जगह। तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह, कभी बारिश की बूंदों में, कभी उसकी नमी में, कभी पेड़ों की छांव। हर जगह, हर जगह तुम्हें देखता हूँ, हर जगह, हर जगह, हर जगह। कभी हद खिली सी कली बन कर, कभी फूलों की ताजगी हो, कभी अधखिली सी कली बन कर, कभी फूलों की ताजगी हो, कभी पहली किरण सुबह की, कभी रातों की चांदनी हो। तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह हर जगह। तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह हर जगह।
Anil's got such a lovely voice. And you know, this tune reminds me of the 70s. Like, you know, the R.D. Burman, Kishore Kumar songs.
Yeah, and you know, part of the reason is that, you know, Anil wanted the songs to convey that mood to the listeners. So he teamed up with the right persons. He talked to me from Muscat about the making of the album.
It was sort of a passion within. We wanted to do something for music, and we were never getting an opportunity and never had funding for the same.
Mm-hmm.
So after settling in Muscat for 3 to 4 years, I just thought of doing something so that I get an opportunity to perform and prove my capabilities to others. This album was recorded in October 2005, a year and a half back. But yes, I had ambitions to make an album of my own 3 to 4 years back, but never got an opportunity or didn't have funds for that. Lalit is my elder brother. He has always been my support, and he always encourages me for the singing. I just approached him that we want to make an album, so why don't we go ahead? And he says, okay, if that's the idea, let's think of a concept. And we thought of Tumhe. Our concept was we wanted to target an audience of age group 25 to 40, and had a backdrop of 1970s, 70-75, when melody was at its peak, all the songs were. So we wanted to create something in which the songs are very, very melodious and are having meaning, and people do enjoy, okay, sitting in a bar in somewhere, sitting in a bar and enjoying the lyrics and enjoying the melody of.
आँखों में जब से तुम आए मन मेरा फिर यूं मुस्काए। जब से तुम आए मन मेरा फिर यूं मुस्काए, तेरे लिए जीना
very lucky in that regard because we came to know about Madhav. Madhav is a diehard fan of R.D. Burman and he runs a studio in Andheri, Warsowa, I think, Warsowa. We approached him and said that would you be willing to help us in this, and he was more than willing to do that because he loves Kishore and he loves R.D. and same is the case with me. I have a fondness for R.D. Burman as well. So our ideas were matching with each other, so we thought why not go ahead. He got a lyricist from the industry, Manasvi. He has been composing music, lyrics for few movies. So he gave some songs to us, and one was my own, and a couple of were from Madhav himself. And that's it. We made 8 songs in the album, Tumhe.
You are listening to Awaaz Anjane. We want you to be a part of the show as well. Please visit our website podioindia.com for details on how to submit your musical pieces or how to post your comments. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, please do so at 206-203-4338. Send us emails at yourgeet@gmail.com.
You are listening to Anil from Muscat presenting his original songs from an upcoming album.
Kitna haseen hai bezubaan aasmaan कितना हसी है बेजुबां आसमां दिल की बातें करे वो वहां हम यहां कितना हसी है बेजुबां आसमां कितना हसी है बेजुबां आसमां दिल की बातें करे वो वहां हम यहां
He's trying to make this album with his brother Lalit from Mumbai. Listen to this clip from one of Lalit's song.
Nazar nazar se mili kab kahan khuda jaane Nazar nazar se mili kab kahan khuda jaane Hui kab apni mohabbat jawan खुदा जाने नजर नजर से मिली कब कहां खुदा जाने
This is great. You know, Deb, we had father-son episode, husband-wife episode, but this is the first episode with two brothers.
And I spoke to Anil's brother, that is Lalit, in Mumbai as well. Here's what he has to say about his brother.
We are both engineers as brothers. Anil was quite passionate about Bollywood as such, you know. He wanted to get into acting, films. He wanted to get into film direction, maybe music, singer. He had quite a few passions about Bollywood as such. But because of the family setup, he was not encouraged a lot. And as a brother, you know, you and I said the same thing to him. You know, first you build up a career for yourself and then get into music. And that's the way it has happened today. You know, he's made it pretty, he's quite well settled in life. And now he intends to get into music and, you know, live his passions. Tumhe is actually a commitment to music which we had for so many years. We've been planning for almost past 20 years. You know, we keep talking about let's do something. And when I came down to Bombay, or rather when I recently met Madhav, I just voiced my opinion to him and he said, let's do it, why don't we do it? And Anil is very passionate about Panchamta. Sort of, this was an album based on romance, okay, which touches almost every age group. Romance is there in every part of our life, whether we are youngsters or we are old. And if you listen to our album, you know, you'll see that the song touches various phases of romance.
जाने जाना कोई तो होगी मेरी जाने जाना जाना कोई तो होगी मेरी जाने जाना है जिसका दिल को मेरे कब से इंतजार पर है ऐतबार आएगी वो जिंदगी में थाम ले ये दिल दीवाना जाने जाना कोई तो होगी मेरी जाने जाना ए
Because actually we tried Anil singing that song because I wanted to mainly dominate the whole, Anil should have dominated the whole album. That was my point because we wanted to present Anil in that album. But then he said, "Nahi, bhaiya, aapko bhi gaane padenge gaane." So I said, "Fine, I'll sing." And then the swing beat was one which Madhav said is suiting you more. So I had to sing that song, Jaane Jaana.
De raha hai dil, kab se ye sada. सामने मेरे आए मेरी जान दिल पे छाएगा उसका जब नशा झूम जाएंगे धरती आसमान मेरे दिल पे छा गया है इस कदर दीवानापन हर घड़ी पुकारे उसको ही मेरा दीवाना मन दिल जिगर ख्याल खाब धड़कने ये तन बदन सबको लग गई है आने वाले यार की लगन जाने होगा तब कहां ये अपने प्यार का मिलन तन्हा तन्हा सोचता है दिल दीवाना जाने जाना
Highlight of the album is Tumhe itself, the title song. And he has done a wonderful job there. He's really putting in a lot of heart and soul into the song. So it's a very hummable song, you know. The tune is very catchy. The moment you listen to it, you start humming. In fact, anyone I have, you know, my friend circle, when they've heard that song, as the song is playing first in front of them, they start humming it, they start singing along with it. That's the beauty of the song. Got an amazing, amazing quality. Tonal quality is amazing.
Lalit's got a beautiful voice too.
Sure, but you know, this is an episode about Anil. Lalit's got a great voice and we'll try and cover Lalit's songs in a later episode. But I want to ask you something else. You know, what do you think about these competitions and these song contests that you see?
You mean Indian Idol, Saregama, American Idols.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do serve a purpose, you know, providing breakthroughs to talents.
Exactly. And this is the reason I brought out this point is, you know, Anil had been trying to get a breakthrough in the music industry. And so he has firsthand experience of the struggle that people have to go through. And so what he wanted to do, you know, sometime back, he came up with the idea that he wanted to help out all the other talents that are there in his neck of the woods around Muscat and give a platform to them so that their talents can be presented and they can get breakthroughs.
That's very interesting.
Let's take a listen to what Anil has to say about this.
Recently, I thought of doing something for the music and for the singers as such. So I created a company here very recently named titled Bollywood Link. And I'm having a competition here in Muscat, which will be open to UAE and Muscat singers. All are free to come for the competition. Ismail Darbar will be coming for the grand finale on 24th of May. And the winner of the contest will get a lifetime opportunity to sing in the next movie of Ismail Darbar. So that's sort of an ultimate prize a singer can think of.
And you would say that the entire idea of trying to create an opportunity for a talented person came from your own personal experience of not getting the breakthrough.
That's right. Yeah. It was maybe a frustration of years when we were standing in queues, waiting for opportunity to come and waiting for the contests. Many contests. Need not give details about the contests, but many contests in which you are standing in queues for hours and hours and then finally get a chance and finally you come to know that it was already framed and already fixed. So I thought that I should do something for the singers in which we don't play with the emotions of the singers and we don't play with their, in Hindi, let's not play with their bhavnaon se unke saath nahi khelna chahiye.
Ismail Darbar. I think it's a fantastic effort by Anil.
This event is free for all the participants and it is free for all the attendees. Whoever will be coming, it's by invitation only. I'm doing the least. I'm not doing anything for the singers. If I could do more, I would surely do it for the singers.
And the auditions are going on right now, April 19th and 20th. The final is on May 24th in Muscat. Our listeners in Oman and UAE, stay tuned for more about this competition. And of course, our global audience would get an update on this competition as well. From the Muscat Maestro Contest, we now head over to Detroit in Michigan, where Vaijayanti introduces you to an inspiring musical play in Hindi.
Kabir, this is a musical monoact play which depicts the exciting life story of the great reformist, poet and philosopher Kabir. It has numerous song sequences, as much as 45, and it's a two-hour play that kind of unfolds the making of the revolutionary social reformer who almost 600 years ago challenged the deep-rooted social evils ailing the society. So in a sort of way, apart from seeing the regular Hindi plays, where we see a lot of artists playing numerous roles, this actor, Shekhar Sen, is very well known to be extremely excellent in his conception as well as composing and enacting such types of plays. And he is particularly known for the monoact plays, and many a report about him really has the audiences absolutely overawed and giving him absolutely standing ovations at the end of the whole play. So it's certainly something, it's an experience, something quite different from watching a regular play. So certainly I would recommend and talk very highly about this artist himself, who's Shekhar Sen, with a Bengali background and an absolutely flawless Hindi, has excellent song sequences that people particularly enjoying music would love to be a part of the audience at this play.
Written, composed, sung and acted by Shekhar Sen, this play will be held on April 27th at 8 p.m. at Groves High School Auditorium in Birmingham, Michigan. Ticket information is available in our show notes. That's it for today.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We'll come back in 2 weeks' time. Agle episode tak, khush rahiye aur gungunate rahiye.
तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह हर जगह हर जगह तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह कभी बारिश की बूंदों में कभी उसकी नमी में कभी पेड़ों की छांव हर जगह हर जगह तुम्हें देखता हूँ हर जगह हर जगह हर जगह।